All right, welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams, and I'm sharing with you here my updated mission statement. What am I up to in the world? What is my company doing, and why are we doing it? What are our core values, and how do we see our actions helping to make the world a better place? So for many years, with my store, healthrangerstore.com, the slogan has been healing the world with clean food. And that is still a top goal, obviously, and we are continuing that goal, expanding that, because I believe that toxins like heavy metals, pesticides, and herbicides, including gender bender atrazine herbicide and other contaminants, I believe that they cause mental illness, they cause disease and suffering. They cause a loss of cognition, in some cases actual lowered IQs like with lead, or insanity like with mercury poisoning. Or even excessive copper poisoning can cause that in some cases. And so also pesticides and herbicides can cause Alzheimer's. They can contribute to dementia or early cognitive decline. Also, the ingredients in vaccines can be incredibly toxic. Multiple ingredients, not just mRNA, but also aluminum-based adjuvants, the MRC5, the WI38, aborted human fetal cell tissue, basically cancer cells that they're injecting into you, etc. And I believe that the processed food industry is incredibly toxic. And, you know, infant formula is a total joke. It's like sugar with milk proteins and some synthetic junk vitamins thrown in. I mean, it's ridiculous that that stuff costs $45 a canister. It's like a canister of, you know, like sugar milk with cheap minerals and cheap vitamins, all synthetic or most of them synthetic. So that's crazy. And I think that humanity deserves better. I think that if we get back to clean food and nutritious food, and we get back to food that's grown in mineral-rich soils, and also if we understand the role of nutrition and certain nutrients that have anti-cancer properties, for example, such as turmeric or even, let's say, sulforaphane from cruciferous vegetables, or the anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties of things like anthocyanins or various carotenoids, like even astaxanthin. You know, it's a fat-soluble carotenoid. It's known as the king of carotenoids, I think. And there are, you know, hundreds and hundreds of these, polyphenols, etc., green tea, L-theanine, EGCG, you name it. You know, grapeseed extract, proanthocyanidins, all kinds of things that are incredibly powerful natural medicine. And so I've made it my mission for many years to help bring these medicines and these foods and superfoods to the world in an ultra clean format, which is why I started a laboratory, a mass spec lab, back in 2013, I believe it is. So I've been running that lab for 12 years now. And we have added more and more mass spec instruments over the years to test for not just heavy metals, as we have two heavy metals instruments, ICP-MS is what that's called, but also to test for pesticides, herbicides, glyphosate, and then aflatoxins, and also microbiology. We have incubation systems to test for E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, etc. So we built this out over all these years, and we're actually moving the lab to a new building this year, later this year. And I'll give you a full video tour once we're in the new lab, because I think you'll really, you'll love it. It's pretty cool. Because we have, I think we have now seven mass spec instruments, including a triple quad GC that we're going to be using for all kinds of, you know, additional contaminant testing. So that mission, I believe it's one that you and I share, and I greatly appreciate your support as we have pursued that mission. We have been able to provide clean foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements and first aid gels and just ultra clean products, from toothpaste and deodorant to laundry detergent, body soap, etc., that we formulate ourselves. Most of them we manufacture. Some we have to outsource the manufacturing because of specialty items, but it's manufactured to our specifications, and then we conduct the testing, etc. But most of these items we make ourselves, and we've been able to provide these to, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people, not just in North America, but all over the world. And through that process, I believe we've been able to help people maintain their health goals. We've been able to help people avoid exposure to a lot of toxins. And we've introduced people to some amazing nutrients that have materially helped support the longevity and health of overall millions of people, and to help end human suffering and to help prevent conditions that could be caused by things like, you know, toxic exposure. Like we've prevented exposure to lead, you know, we've prevented exposure to glyphosate because our products are ultra tested and ultra clean. So we've positively impacted the lives of many millions of people through that process. And if you've ever shopped with us at healthrangerstore.com, then you've experienced that. And I thank you for your support. We could not do it without you. We will continue to expand that effort. That said, we're just getting started. My next project, my next goal, this is where the mission statement gets really interesting. This is kind of a moonshot type of project, is I want to impact 1 billion people with knowledge. Knowledge about health and nutrition. Knowledge about how to prevent chronic degenerative disease. Knowledge about how to overcome cancer and diabetes. And there's a pathway to doing this where I can deliver that knowledge to 1 billion people at no cost to them, at no cost. And I can do that through decentralized technology, specifically artificial intelligence, or the AI engines that we have now learned how to modify in order to be pro-human, pro-natural health. For example, our current AI engine known as Enoch, it's at brighteon.ai. It is the most extensively trained AI engine in the world on nutrition, natural health, alternative medicine, complementary medicine, off-grid living, self-reliance, homegrown foods, home gardening, food preservation techniques. It can help you understand your symptoms. It can help you design meal plans that are healthier. It can help you identify causes of health conditions. And I'm not saying that it's a replacement for your naturopathic physician, because I do encourage you to, you know, work with a naturopath, but you can do a tremendous amount of research on your own to help yourself get informed for that conversation with your naturopath. And you can do that with our AI engine, and our AI engine is completely free. And even though it's predominantly trained in English right now, our training will be expanded in 2026 to at least 12 languages, I'm guessing. Certainly Spanish, French, German, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Italian. Don't forget the Italians. What else? I don't know, a few other, Russian. It's going to be able to speak Russian and probably a few other languages as well. Anyway, we're going to hit all the major languages, including the Asian languages. I don't know about Thai. We might be able to get it to speak Thai. We'll see. But that's going to require some new hardware that we are ready to invest in. We're waiting for NVIDIA to ship some new microchips. And that will enable us to do bulk mass translation and then retraining of the models in those different languages. We already know how to do it. We have the technology. We're just waiting for the hardware. So my goal is to help end human suffering through knowledge and empowerment about nutrition, about health, about foods, about self-reliance, and also to warn people about the toxicities of a lot of mainstream toxic products, you know, mainstream personal care, cosmetics, processed foods, and also pharmaceutical medicine and vaccines, because that's causing incredible suffering and maiming and mass death across our world. Probably at least 20 million people were killed by COVID vaccines. And every year in the United States, it's estimated that over 200,000 Americans are killed by FDA-approved prescription drugs that are prescribed by a doctor. You know, a couple hundred thousand people a year. That's like 3 Vietnam wars in terms of total casualties of Americans. That's unacceptable. And the only reason that people don't make better health choices is because they don't have access to honest, independent information. Instead, what they have is, through search engines like Google, they have big pharma information, or through industry-controlled sources like Wikipedia, which is mostly just a CIA big pharma mouthpiece that just pushes vaccines and psychiatric drugs and pesticides and toxins, you know, you're not going to get the real story about how to protect your health. And governments and institutions like the CDC and the FDA, they push, of course, toxic medicines, toxic vaccines, depopulation agendas, infertility, etc. And all of that is intentionally damaging to humanity. And yet, right now, we stand at a pivot point for the future of human civilization, where a relatively small organization like mine, with your help and your support, we can make a tool available to the world in most of the world's languages that can give people direct access to the knowledge that has been withheld from them on purpose. And in doing so, we can render the Western medical system obsolete. And I don't mean there won't be a place for Western medicine. There's always going to be a place for emergency medicine, you know, the ER, painkillers for certain conditions, obviously, antibiotics for emergency acute conditions, etc. But we don't need the Western medical system to try to tell you how to manage your blood pressure or your diabetes or cancer or heart disease, because it's horrible at that. It's got no answers for that. Those answers for preventing chronic degenerative disease and for living with your full health, your full cognition, your full joy and longevity, those answers come from outside of Western medicine. Those answers come from holistic medicine or alternative medicine or naturopathy or homeopathy or traditional Chinese medicine or chiropractic care, etc. You know, herbalism, essential oils, all of these things. Those are where the answers are actually found that can help humanity be healthier and happier, to help end human suffering, and also to save a fortune in healthcare costs. Because now we know how to prevent cancer. We even know how to reverse it. My AI engine, Enoch, can tell you how to reverse most cancers. It can. Just ask it. You just tell it as much information as you have about your question. And you can ask it for information about everything from what nutrients, what herbs, what lifestyle choices, do you have vitamin D deficiency, all kinds of things. Now, again, always fact check it, because every AI engine can make mistakes. That's true across all of them. So always, you know, consult with your naturopathic physician. But you can use Enoch to educate yourself and to make better choices. And that has never before been available to humanity. Never before. And I want to give credit to all of the experts in machine learning and computer science that actually brought us to this point through key technologies such as transformers. That's part of a machine learning neural network tech. Transformers is what makes AI language models possible. And then there's also the hardware side, companies like NVIDIA and its pioneer, Jensen Huang, who is an extraordinary individual, very bright, and without his vision, going back a couple of decades, we wouldn't have the hardware to be able to carry out the compute to build these language models and to serve inference on these models in an affordable way. So I want to be clear that the project, the vision that I'm sharing with you is built on the shoulders of other intellectual giants in machine learning, in mathematics, also in the history of naturopathy, you know, the history of homeopathy, the history of complementary medicine, the history of phytochemistry, and all the researchers all over the world, because we've trained on science papers out of China and India and the UK and the USA and Canada and Japan, all over the world. We've translated into English and trained on that content to make sure that our engine, Enoch, has the world's best information about nutrition. It knows everything about nutrition. Well, I should say, it knows more about nutrition than any living doctor today, or any doctor that ever lived, by far. And as we achieve our mission of ingesting the entirety of the world's knowledge, and we're actually on track for that, our engine will know literally everything that every nutrition scientist has ever published in the history of civilization. And I think we'll achieve that within 1 year. And we already have the budget to do that. We already, I mean, it is just thanks to your support. When you shop with us, healthrangerstore.com, you provide us the funding to achieve this moonshot mission that will absolutely change the world. Decentralized knowledge that bypasses censorship, that empowers people with hidden knowledge that has been intentionally blacklisted from human consciousness by search engines like Google, which is one of the most evil corporations in the world, but also by entire industries like the pharmaceutical industry, the vaccine industry, the pesticide industry, etc., all of which are steeped in all kinds of just lies and propaganda and mass death, like Monsanto and Bayer, which was one of the offshoots of IG Farben that carried out crimes against humanity in World War II under the Third Reich. You know, that was Bayer. Well, it was called IG Farben at the time. And then it was called Bayer. And now they bought Monsanto. And Monsanto has been involved in, you know, mass poisoning of humanity for decades. I mean, talk about a horror show. But you haven't been allowed to know the truth about the things that really matter, because even the science journals have been bought off by the pharmaceutical interests. And the government regulators have been bought off. Why does every FDA or CDC head end up taking a job with Big Pharma? Yeah, because that's who they serve. They serve Big Pharma. And then they get hired by Big Pharma as a reward for their regulatory bias in favor of Big Pharma. Happens again and again and again. I mean, just go look up the history of the heads of the FDA or the CDC. You know, Gerberding and all of them, they all end up just taking jobs with Big Pharma. So for the first time in the history of civilization, we have a technology. I mean, this is as important as the invention of blockchain, even more important. We have the technology to fundamentally distribute knowledge at such a low cost that we can make it available for free to anybody who's connected online. And we can bring people knowledge that has been censored on purpose by the corporate interests and the big tech interests that profit from ignorance and disease and suffering. Big Pharma profits by keeping you sick. So my mission is to help you learn how to be well, learn how to not need Big Pharma's toxic products, learn how to avoid toxic vaccines and yet never get sick. Because that's the life I live. I don't take vaccines. I don't take pharmaceuticals. I never get sick. I mean, the last time I got sick, I shouldn't say never, but the last time I got sick or was slightly symptomatic, you know, could easily deal with it with nutrition and, if necessary, you know, some off-label pharmaceuticals that are rooted in natural soil microbes, ivermectin being one of those. That's actually from nature. That's not a synthetic drug. It's found in soil microbes. I don't know if you knew that, but that comes from nature. So I rely on natural substances to stay well. And when I say I never get sick, what I mean is I can't even remember the last time that I was sick in bed. I can't remember the last time I missed a day of work from being sick. And the only time I visited a doctor, I think in the last 20 years, was based on an injury that I had, a working injury. And the visiting the doctor was useless and pointless, and I would have been better off to even not visit that doctor. That's what I learned. So it's like there are solutions for your health challenges, and those solutions are based on knowledge. And we, together, we can make the world a better place by providing that knowledge in a decentralized fashion, free of charge, to a billion people or more. So that's my mission. That's how I'm paying it forward to humanity. Oh, and I forgot to mention that, of course, it's not just the online version of Enoch at brighteon.ai that you can use for free right now. But, of course, we're going to be making available downloadable versions that you can run locally on your own GPUs or even on your own phone. We've got one of our smaller models, I think a 7 billion parameter model, running on one of the de-Googled above phones. And so you'll be able to buy phones from Above Phone that come with our model pre-installed on it shortly, within a few weeks. And it's actually pretty good, even though it's a smaller model. But soon, as technology advances, you'll be able to run larger and larger models on smaller and smaller devices. That's called edge computing or edge inference. So before long, we'll have like a 24 billion parameter model that you'll be able to run on your phone, and you'll be able to just talk to it with your voice. It'll run locally with no internet connection, and it'll answer all your health questions right there on your phone. And we're going to give it away for free. I mean, sure, there would be some way, you know, to make $1 billion doing this and charge people a monthly fee. Okay, I get it. There's lots of people that want to do that. Fine, it's a free market. But in a free market, I can also choose to give it away for free. And that's what I'm doing on purpose. And I want to invite you to join me in that mission. And if you shop with us, that's how you do it. You know, you become, in essence, an investor in this mission by purchasing from us at healthrangerstore.com. It's really that simple. You provide us the funding, we direct that funding into this technology, and we give it to the world for free. And in doing so, we help end human suffering, we help uplift human knowledge, we also help make the broken, corrupt system of Western medicine rapidly obsolete, because it's a system of incredible harm and profiteering and greed and deception and lies and junk science. That's what Big Pharma represents. That's what the CDC represents. That's what the FDA represents. The sooner those institutions are obsolete, the better off humanity will be. And the way we do that is through decentralized knowledge. And now we have the technology to do that. And you know what? It can't be stopped. It can't be stopped. They can censor the corporate media. They can censor, like I'm censored off YouTube. I have been for years. I'm censored off, you know, Google. I can't even post videos on Vimeo. I can't even have a profile on LinkedIn because that's run by a globalist lunatic as well. They can censor all the platforms, but they can't censor me giving away this knowledge for free to the entire world through downloadable models or web pages that you can access to use the models for free. They can't censor that. I mean, I'm sure someday they'll probably try, but that's okay. We have a First Amendment here in the United States, and we're going to fight back because we have the right to dispense valuable information through a language model that can help people uplift and improve the quality of their lives through knowledge. And the entire Western medical system only exists because they keep people ignorant. The entire oncology system only succeeds because they keep people ignorant about the multitude of natural cures for cancer. Think about that. Their profit model only works because they make sure that people are kept in the dark. And that is not acceptable. We can do better as a species. We must do better if we're going to survive as the human race. We've got to acknowledge reality, which is that Mother Nature put the cures here already. They've been here the whole time. They're in the plants and in the trees and the seeds and the berries and the grasses and the leaves and even the tree bark, which is used in Chinese medicine. Also, cinnamon comes from tree bark, and that helps regulate blood sugar. Did you know that? It's the medicine is everywhere. It's in the sunlight. It's in the clean water. It's in the vibration of the water, you know, homeopathy, huh? It's everywhere. Medicine is all around us, but we've been deceived by the sorcery of the, pharmakia, sorcery. We've been deceived into not seeing the medicine that surrounds us all the time. Instead, people only see medicine at the pharmacy in these artificial synthetic pills that make all kinds of money for the drug giants that the FDA then enforces a monopoly that says only those synthetic chemical companies can claim to treat disease. That's a lie. That's an FDA lie. And it's time for that lie to be dismantled, because there are all kinds of molecules from nature that can treat, prevent, and cure and reverse chronic degenerative disease, including cancer and diabetes and heart disease and Alzheimer's and osteoporosis and depression and almost anything else you can name. There are molecules that have been here since the beginning of the human race that do these things. And yet we have been spellbound, literally spellbound, into forgetting that that those even exist, or ignoring them. And that's an artificial construct that has been put in place to keep humanity enslaved and ignorant. And I stand as a fighter against that ignorance. I stand as someone who says it's time to dismantle that system, unleash truth, reality, freedom, freedom of information, freedom of knowledge. Let's share knowledge freely so that everybody has access to the solutions. Nobody has to suffer from preventable disease from now on. Nobody has to suffer. We have the tools available. And the other thing that you can do to help me is share the word about Brighteon.ai, because our AI engine will always be free. Okay? So don't worry. We're not just doing this in order to gather a user base that we're going to start charging for. That's not our model. No, our model is to always give it away for free. So share the word, because we're not backed by VC. We don't have a giant marketing budget. Nobody in corporate media is going to cover us, obviously, because they're all funded by Big Pharma. You know, we're up against very powerful financial interests. You know, thank God we have the First Amendment in the United States in order to support our ability to host something like this. Even then, the engine is actually owned by our nonprofit organization. And it's free and non-commercial, so we don't even have a financial relationship with anybody. So obviously, you know, use it at your own risk and fact check everything it says, because it can make mistakes, as AI can. But it's an incredibly powerful free tool. So help us spread the word about it. And, you know, you can use it for survival questions and preparedness and even many other questions outside of those areas. You'll be amazed at what it can do. And its knowledge base will only increase rapidly. I know, because I'm working on that. I mean, if I could, maybe one day I'll tell you the whole story of how I built this. But right now, I can't tell you that full story because you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. But that's okay. I want to show you the end result. And then you'll see what this is. So my mission now is, it's twofold. Yes, let's heal the world with clean food. But let's also transform the world with knowledge that was once hidden, but is now available for free. Let's transform the world through decentralized knowledge about how to be healthy, how to be well, how to protect yourself, how to avoid toxins. Let's make that tool available for free to a billion people. Now, in order to do that, I'm going to have to build an inference farm. Now, that means it's going to have to be a bunch of servers that handle the inference load. By inference, I mean when people are querying it. So when you write a prompt, you're asking it a question, it runs inference in order to create the answer. Now, fortunately, I have built out my new laboratory building with excessive power on purpose. Like, we built crazy amounts of power into that building. I actually showed you a video of that with all the power lines and everything going into these giant breaker boxes and the transformer and everything. And it's all online now. And we're only using actually half that building for the lab. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe 60% of the building is the lab. That means we've got about 40% of the building that we can use as a small server farm. And because of the new hardware that's coming online from NVIDIA, we'll be able to invest just maybe, I don't know, maybe only a couple million dollars in server hardware to handle the inference load to serve a billion people. You know, assuming they'd all don't use it at the same time, but a billion people occasionally using the engine, we can handle that. Because, you know, we've got fiber optic connections and everything. That's all doable within the next, let's say, 2 years. I don't even know that a billion people would even hear about our engine. So we don't have to build it for a billion people right now. We just build it for, you know, 10 million people. And or build it for a million people that want to use it over and over and over again every day, which is awesome. We totally support that. That's great. So that's what we're building, okay? And again, your help. I mean, we need financial help to be able to do this. There's no revenue in doing this. You know, there's no, we don't earn anything. And that's why no investors are going to show up and say, yeah, I'll give you $500 million because you're going to make billions. No, we're not going to make billions. We're going to make a billion people happy and informed and empowered, but we're not going to make billions of dollars. We're going to make a difference in billions of lives is my goal. That's my goal. And that's even more valuable than billions of dollars. And we can do this just for a few million dollars. So imagine, you know, the leverage of that for a few million dollars, plus our knowledge base and your support and, you know, the available technology, we can dramatically impact and help improve the lives of a billion or more people. That itself is the payoff. That is a worthy goal all by itself. And this whole system will outlast us. You know, when I'm gone from this world, this whole system continues on. So it'll be impacting billions of lives. Well, assuming that, you know, the robots haven't killed everybody by then, but whoever's still living can use the system. And that's a significant thing. And that's really meaningful. So that's my extended mission statement right now. I believe in doing good in the world. I believe in knowledge. I believe in truth. I believe in helping to end human suffering. I'm a person of faith. I believe in a creator of our simulation. And I believe that we are here for a purpose. And I think the two most significant days of our lives are, number one, the day we were born. And then secondly, the day we figure out why. And I'm not the one who created that quote, by the way. I don't know who that was. But I know why I'm here. I'm here to do things like this. I'm here to build platforms and build technology to give to the world, such as Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform, or Brighteon.social, free speech social media platform, Brighteon.ai, the AI engine, or Brighteon.io, which is a blockchain-driven decentralized social media platform that cannot be censored and it has no central servers, which is kind of interesting. So I'm here to build platforms and spread knowledge. And as luck would have, well, it's not luck. As circumstances would have it, I've been able to acquire the world's knowledge. And now we're just processing it. So, and that's already done. Imagine. I mean, it makes for interesting conversation, you know, at a dinner party. It's like, what did you do this week? I just acquired every book that's ever been published in every language. What'd you do? What? Well, you know, knowledge is worth preserving. So what I'm building actually is the Noah's Ark of human knowledge. Think about it. It's the Noah's Ark of human knowledge. And human knowledge has the answers to all these questions about health and medicine and much more, even about philosophy and meaning and consciousness, all kinds of things. Especially when you branch out beyond English, when you start to read the literature that's written in Chinese or in Russian or other languages or Japanese, it gets even deeper because, well, they've been here longer, longer than the United States of America. Anyway, not longer than the English language in every case, but longer than the United States of America. Certainly Chinese has been around much longer than the English language, and so has Russian. And so has Hindi, etc. But and so has Farsi, for that matter. But the knowledge of the world is a treasure chest for human civilization. And yet we live in a time when most of it is suppressed. And some of it's even outlawed. And it's time to break through that. So I am dedicated to mass decentralization of meaningful knowledge that can uplift humanity, that can empower people, that can help end human suffering, and can help our world heal. And when I say heal, I don't mean just healing from disease. I mean healing from violence, healing from war, healing from the mass mental illness that seems to inflict our national leaders who start the wars and cause suffering, etc. You know, maybe some of that's heavy metals poisoning or pesticide poisoning. Imagine if we could clean up our food supply and clean up our supplements and introduce people to high-density nutrition. Could we have an impact on halting wars? Yes. Yes, we can. Because Consuming loving foods, literally, makes you a more loving person. Having more contact with nature helps you have more contact with humanity. These things go together. They are aligned. If we want to end human suffering, we have to expand human knowledge, and we have to end censorship. And we are on the verge of the technology, this incredible zenith moment in history, to have arrived at this point, to have this capability to do this. The moment is right now to make this happen. And we are making it happen. It's not just talk. It's not a, it's not just like a slide deck of a business proposal. It's something that's working right now. You can use it right now. And we're continuing to build it and make it better. So this is an important mission that we share. And I know you're with me on this as a listener of this podcast. You share these values, pro-human values, ending pain, ending war, ending violence, helping to uplift humanity, expanding knowledge and understanding. This is about evolution of the human species here. We can only do it through knowledge, not censorship. We can only do it through peace, not war. And we can only do it through love and nutrition, not toxic chemicals and assaulting the body with chemotherapy or psychiatric drugs. So the shift is underway now, and we are part of it. We are making it happen together, and we have a front row seat to it happening as well. This is an extraordinary moment in history. Every king of every kingdom that ever existed in the history of our planet never had the tool that you have access to right now, free of charge, at brighteon.ai, which is an encapsulated version of all the world's knowledge and all the world's best research into herbs and nutrition and natural cures, causes of disease, etc. Again, no king ever had that. No nation ever had that until now. The world didn't have this until just a few months ago, until when we launched it. And there's no corporation that's ever going to build this. There's no tech giant that has any interest in human success. They all just want to push a transhumanism world and merge with the machines. No, I want you to be fully human and to be the most outrageously successful, powerful, happy human that you can possibly be. I want you to maximize your potential while you are here in this simulation. And by that, I mean a cosmic simulation, because this is not the real world, obviously. It's convincing and everything while we're here. It counts. It's a training ground. It's a testing ground. But there's more than this. just saying. Nevertheless, take advantage of this and help support us if you share our mission. And you can do that by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for all the support. If you have shopped with us before, we thank you very much. And I don't need your donations. Just need your business. Just be a repeat customer of our products. Use them and share them. And that's all we need. And we can do this together. We can uplift and positively impact the lives of 1 billion people or more within the next couple of years. It's doable. We're on track. We're making it happen. That's my mission. So I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening to this, for putting up with my bad jokes and what have you. But that's where I'm coming from, and that's what I live to do. This is my mission. If you want to know who I am, there you go. That's it. I'm here to make the world a better place and to amplify knowledge, to overcome the sorcery and the censorship, and to bring knowledge to people to help them live better, more meaningful, happier lives. Period. Okay, thank you for listening. Take care, everybody. God bless you all.
Savor rich, cheesy goodness made with clean, organic ingredients. Our mac and cheese combines quinoa elbows and a flavorful mix of organic dairy and spices for a delicious, ready-to-cook meal. Stock up today at healthrangerstore.com.